Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Thinking about re-entering the workforce or changing things up? Take a look at UC Irvine and their Division of Continuing Education programs. They're perfect for busy parents. 100% online courses offer convenience and flexibility, but also an immersive classroom experience, even collaboration with your peers, but on your schedule. UCI Continuing Education can help you create a new side hustle or get transferable credits toward your master's after the kids go to sleep. Fall quarter's coming up, and it can be back to school for us, too. Go to ce.uci.edu/whatfreshhell and enter the promo code FRESH to get 15% off any course. If you're driving or cooking right now, we have this link on the sidebar of our website, whatfreshhellpodcast.com, as well. But in case you can write it down, here it is again, ce.uci.edu/whatfreshhell and enter the promo code FRESH to get 15% off a course of your choice. This offer is only valid until December 31st, 2019. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Kara, who says, "What do you do about meltdowns at school drop-off? My four-year-old has started crying and clinging to me every day when I drop her off to daycare, even though she's been there her whole life and she likes being there, just not being dropped off." When kids are overwhelmed, Kara, the best advice that I have received is that you need to look at what you can add and what you can take away. So let's think about that. What could you add to this moment to make it less stressful to your kid? And the thing that occurs to me is to add some sort of ritual around it. To find a book, the book The Kissing Hand is one that comes to mind. I think it's about a raccoon who's going to school, and his mom gives him a kiss on his hand that he can put in his pocket and put away. There might be a ritual that you can add around drop-off, something special that you do, something you whisper in her ear, something that happens every day that's about your special bond that she will then get to keep with her through the day. And maybe she gets some say on what that could be. But adding something like that would maybe help the transition be a little bit easier while still acknowledging that it's a transition that's hard for her. You see what I'm saying? Adding some ritual around it acknowledges its importance while also making it a little bit easier. There's also the possibility that you could take something away. What can you take away from this moment to make it less stressful for her? Maybe it's the noise of the classroom. Maybe it's the kids running and yelling that is kind of too much all at once. Maybe this ritual where you kiss her hand for a kiss for her pocket or whatever it is something that happens in the parking lot or in the hallway outside the door or near the front door of the building so that the noise and distraction of the other kids is taken away. Maybe it's your attention that needs to be taken away a little bit. I don't know if you're leaning into this or not, if you're coming back for one more hug or not. But if she is getting something out of it secondarily by crying and making a big fuss, like more of your attention, then it needs to be something that you need to, as Margaret would say, blank face a little bit. You're not worried. You're going to see her at the end of the day. So there's no reason for her to be worried. See you later. Bye. Think about what can be added or taken away in this moment and ask the teacher for help. I'm sure they've been there before too. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast or to send us an email, info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear?
Gone.
Poof.
Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unstick.